Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
So that's how we're going to play it, huh? That's how we're going to play it.
Oh, my.
That's how we're going to play it today on ESPN Upstate. Willie P in for Sturge. I tell you what. They say that imitation is the sincerest form of flattery, but is it really imitation if it sounds absolutely nothing like the original? My buddy Mark Ryan, who, as you know, precedes this program here on ESPN Upstate. I would try to do an impersonation of him, but I really don't know if there's a way that I could contort my behind to the microphone to be able to make that impersonation work the best. Because that would really be the way that I would be able to impersonate him. You know me, I take a lot of pride in my impersonations. I do a very good Gruden, as you know. I've done a couple of other people on the program over the course of time, but...
Do you think maybe we could back a horse up in here and have it put his butt up against the microphone?
You know, that might work. Although probably more of a facial impersonation would be what the horse would do for that perspective, because my man does have a face for radio. So from that perspective, I know that we would be talking about that. Of course, I'm just kidding. You know, these are the funny things that get us between the lulls that precede the opening of college football, which, I tell you what, 16 days away. I am very, very happy that we are getting closer. South Carolina on the practice field today. Clemson with a closed practice today. Scrimmage tomorrow for them. Scrimmage Saturday for South Carolina. Did you want to, for the folks, just in order to get a sense if they weren't listening when Mark was basically trying to sound like a radio host for the first time. Yes. This is what he was trying to do on his program by trying to sound like me.
Great to join your program today, Mark. This is Will Pelagic, and hopefully I can offer a different perspective and avoid adjudication. And on the program today, going to get to some anti-disestablishmentarianism on the program. So great to be joining you, and always happy to provide a different perspective.
It's so bad. That's not even close.
He's not nearly as high-pitched and nasally as you.
Really? Really?
You were on a roll. I had to pop the balloon, man.
That's you got to cut me at the knees. Yeah. Is what you're doing right now.
Because you got to get up here. If you're gonna do it, you got to get up here and you got to use the big words and you got to pretend to be a little Stephen A. Smith.
Why does everybody look at me like I'm just this? Honestly, like that's not even right, man. Why does everybody got to look at me like I'm just some sort of clown act here? Am I a clown? Do I amuse you? You want to sound like Joe Pesci?
You're a funny guy.
That movie was actually on TV the other night. It's okay, though. It is what it is. I like being here. I like the repartee. And again, I know it's all in good fun. I don't take it seriously. And again, this is the way things work when we are about 16 days away. We need something to pass the time by and break up the monotony that is our lives here in the sports world. We have on the program today, we're going to talk to my good friend Ryan Leaf, who is on ESPN now as a color analyst for college football. He'll be paired with Clay Matvick for the first time on ESPN as an analyst from that perspective. So very, very anxious to get Ryan's thoughts. He was in the Upstate over the weekend. He had a chance to see Clemson's scrimmage on Saturday and see it from a better perspective than we did, because we as the media don't necessarily get a chance to see those 11-on-11 scrimmages. So he had a chance to speak to the team personally and bring us up to speed from that. So he will join us coming up here at 4:21. He also is very, very close with Ryan Helinski's family. Helinski, of course, vying for the backup job at South Carolina. His brother, unfortunately, a suicide victim at Washington State, and he's maintained a close relationship with that family ever since then. And, of course, can give us some insight as to some of the reasons why Ryan Helinski did pick South Carolina from that, obviously, going from the West Coast, California, out to South Carolina. He had to fly over a lot of schools in order to pick South Carolina, but certainly Gamecock fans are happy that he is there. And at 5:20, my friend Jim Zocchi, Panthers Radio Network, man, it was called every Panthers game since their inception 25 years ago. He's been checking out the joint practices between the Panthers and the Bills. He will give us his thoughts on where the Panthers sit going into preseason game number 2, which is Friday. And you can hear that, of course, as well on our sister station, Classic Rock 101.1. Where I wanted to start was the Pro Football Focus top 130 picks. I believe we do have a review, though, on our phone lines. 844-GSP-ESPN is how you get in touch with us. 71307 is the text line. Text ESPN, and then your text following, we will give you the opportunity to be a part of the program that way. Tweet me at Willie P. Style, at ESPN Upstate on Twitter. Jimmy apparently has some thoughts on Mark's impersonation. Jimmy, I'm all ears, baby. What's happening?
All right. Well, like Seinfeld. Has anybody ever told you that?
Has anybody told me that I sound like Seinfeld? Absolutely not.
Absolutely not. No, never. All right, so I thought Mark Ryan's impersonation of you made you sound like a guy.
Made me sound like what? I'm sorry.
Like a mafioso guy.
Exactly.
You know,
yes.
Mobster.
Yes.
That's the way he impersonated you. So, no, I didn't think that was a good impersonation of you, but I can't believe no one's ever told you Seinfeld, because I think you do.
That's not something I usually get. Maybe because...
All right, one more comment.
Go ahead.
Go ahead. I was going to say one more thing on sports. The Braves are still finding a way to win, whether their relievers suck or not.
They have been, and we have some Braves thoughts coming up here later on in the program, Jimmy. So thank you so much for being a part of the program that way. Maybe I don't get the Seinfeld comment as much because everybody who lives north of a certain point in the country just sounds like Jerry Seinfeld overall, but I don't get that. I don't get that moniker, at least attached to me. At least haven't really from folks who are around here. But I appreciate the thoughts from Jimmy. We did get the Pro Football Focus rankings on all 130 quarterbacks, and I'm very curious to hear how you feel from just the way that they look at things going into 2019, because the obvious good guys are up top. Trevor Lawrence is number 1, Tua is number 2. Jake Fromm's all the way down at number 9, and I don't really see why. I think he needs to be up a little bit further. Of local interest, of course, outside of Trevor Lawrence, Jake Bentley is number 33, which I think is fair. I think a lot of people might see that that is a little bit low, but he's somebody who I think has the ability to put into that top 25. According to what they said, he's been, of course, manning the ship at South Carolina the last 3 seasons, averaging 7.5 yards per attempt. Gone are some of the playmakers from the years past, but Bentley, every bit as good a quarterback no matter who he's throwing to. He's a 100.9 passer rating player when he's targeting wide receivers, and when he's at running backs, he's a passer rating of 103.0. So that's very, very good for him. Former Clemson quarterback Kelly Bryant comes in at 29 in the top 30. So that obviously is based on what he did at Clemson. He was very, very much above average when it came to his time as a starter in 2017. That kind of stepped back in 2018 when he was part of the Clemson team for only 4 games. Kellen Mond, 25, that was one that stood out to me. Of course, he looked very, very good in the game against Clemson. I would say that didn't necessarily look the best against South Carolina. My guy Felipe Franks, Diesel, sitting at 43, the Florida quarterback.
Richard Petty. That's a good number.
You want to hear what they said about my guy Felipe Franks? Extremely inconsistent with his performances.
Mm-hmm.
Good play certainly outweighed by his bad play. Hmm. Still, with an improved situation going forward, he's in the best position of his career to succeed. Huh. More games like that against Florida State and fewer games like that against Kentucky a year ago, and the Gators will be sitting pretty. They do have the advantage of the season opener against Miami. because Miami is starting a guy, I think he only has three passes in college to his name. But they are not buying what 58% Felipe Franks is selling, which I happen to agree with. And I still don't understand why there seems to be so much love and so much positivity about Dan Mullen in Florida when this is the guy he has to work with. I think South Carolina can finish ahead of Florida. I think South Carolina, if they beat Missouri head-to-head, can finish ahead of Missouri. And as a result, that makes them the second-best team in this conference. Call me crazy, but I find that to be a lot more rosy than way folks are talking about the Gamecocks in 2019. However, there are other variables, Kentucky being what they are, Tennessee being what they are, and obviously, whether or not you beat one of those two with Missouri and Florida head-to-head, and they still end up finishing ahead of you. It also depends on what happens on October 12th against Georgia, which South Carolina will be playing that game off a bye. Georgia will be playing that game after having played at Tennessee. That's a tough double for Georgia. Of course, they get Tennessee off a bye as well, but it also comes following their September 21st contest against Notre Dame. 844-GSP-ESPN is the phone number. A couple of other observations from the Pro Football Focus top 130. They went all the way through every quarterback situation. Our guy Shai Wertz, 41, from Georgia Southern. App State's Zach Thomas in there at number 40. 75.1 overall grade. Clean passer rating of 113.1. Do I know what any of that means? Probably not, no. But they did say that he is as good as any in the Sun Belt when it comes to putting the ball in tight windows. And, oh, by the way, you do know that South Carolina hosts App State on November the 9th. So that is somebody who you have to look forward to if you are a Gamecock fan. As far as what Clemson is facing, the best quarterback that they will face with the opposition is probably going to be Kellen Mond. There's nobody in the top 15 that is on their roster, or at least is on their potential on their potential opponents list, other than people that they will see either in the ACC championship or the college football playoff. There's obviously Tua there at number two, Fromm at number nine. 15 is Bryce Perkins of Virginia. Gamecock fans know his work well. He says he gets it done mainly with his legs, but doesn't mean that he's more than capable passer. Still, though, he had more rushing attempts than any non-option quarterback, and his 46 missed tackles forced on the ground lead all returning FBS quarterbacks. Justin Fields is 16 at Ohio State. That's obviously also somebody who they could see in the college football playoff if Ohio State gets that far. But other than that, nobody on their immediate schedule outside of Mond that jumps off the page. James Blackman's at 35 from Florida State, but I'm not necessarily sold on him. I look at this, these rankings, and I don't know how you feel, Diesel, because I feel like with the analytics in football, I buy them a lot more than, say, the analytics in baseball, because so much stuff in baseball is so random. Like,
how did he perform on Tuesdays when they wore the road jerseys with the red piping instead of the black piping? And it doesn't mean anything.
Like the thing that they say, batting average on balls in play, like that kind of stuff. Like that's
what does that mean?
That's the stuff. Basically, that is the stat that measures luck in baseball.
Well, baseball loves to make up stats to support a conclusion.
Right.
Well, you can find whatever you want to support a conclusion. You can say, this guy is great the night after he had a steak dinner, we should give him a steak dinner every night.
But I think things like that we see in football with those analytics, those fancy stats like adjusted completion percentage and first downs plus touchdowns, things of that nature, or clean passer rating, things of that nature, I believe those things carry a lot more weight than, say, you know, BABIP or VORP or WAR in baseball. So that's why I buy a lot more into the Pro Football Focus stuff than I would, say, Fangraphs on the baseball side. 844-GSP-ESPN is the phone number. Text line 71307. Start your message with ESPN and get yourself involved with the program at Willie P. Style on Twitter, at ESPN Upstate. No, we will not be doing impressions unless you want me to roll my way away from the microphone and say, we are offsides! But I'm not going to do that. Our friend Ryan Leap is going to join us next to talk about his time at Clemson, his journey, redemption story, and also what he sees in Ryan Helinski at South Carolina, because he's close to that family. My good friend Ryan Leaf joins us next. You're listening to Straight Up with Sturge, Willie P. in for Sturge on ESPN Upstate.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
My next guest is one of my favorite people in this business, and he wasn't always in this business. And quite honestly, if you maybe talked to him 4 or 5 years ago, he'd say, I never would have been in this business. And that is, of course, former number 2 overall pick, former member of the National Football League, but most importantly, now he has recovered, he's become a friend, former colleague, and now a college football analyst for ESPN. Ryan Leaf joins us now on ESPN Upstate. Rhino, what's going on, buddy? How are you?
Just living this L.A. life, man. 75 degrees and sunny.
It certainly is fun. It's probably not nearly as humid there as it was here, because I know you were here over the weekend. You had a chance to speak with the team and really see them up close and personal. What were your impressions being in the upstate here last weekend?
Yeah, really impressed, right? I mean, are you kidding me? That program is something special, and it's just something you feel when you walk on campus. And I got to see it firsthand, to be a part of it. You got something special there in Clemson. It reminded me a lot of my little college hometown. You know, it's a small town. People come there and they've built a culture, and I'm really grateful for the opportunity. Coach Sweeney was really welcoming and really let me be a part of the team for about 2 days.
You know, when people have me on, whether it's nationally or elsewhere, to talk about Clemson, they always ask me, you know, what's the secret sauce there? And I always say it's Dabo. How much of that did you get from your time spent with the team?
Yeah, it's from the top. It's from the top, and he does that, all right? So let me just give you an example. I've never had this happen before where I go in and I speak to the team, and at the end of my speech, Dabo, who has been sitting in the front row taking notes, walks up to the podium and proceeds to have like a panel with me and ask questions. And essentially what he's done is reinforce everything that I've said to the ball club. And that's the way we went. It's never happened before. You know, I'd love for it to happen again, but wow, he sees every moment as a teaching opportunity, and he goes about it in that way. Family-oriented, he welcomes you in. And the thing about it is, he's the highest-paid coach in the land. And after I'm done talking, we go back to his office and sit around and talk for 2 hours about life, about our families, about football. I mean, the humility and personal nature of who he is, I think, is a big reason why you're seeing the success in Clemson during his tenure.
ESPN college football analyst Ryan Leaf joining us here. He'll be calling games with Clay Matvick come the fall here on ESPN, and he joins us on ESPN Upstate. Talk about his time at the scrimmage. I know you were able to see a little bit more of the scrimmage than I did, and also see some of practice. What stood out to you from the on-the-field stuff when it comes to the Tigers?
You know, that they're not invincible, right? That they lost some very good players. Like a year ago at this time, they knew what they had, right? He used an analogy of like a cake, and whether it goes back in the oven and they have to turn up the heat or lay off the heat a little bit. Last year at this time, the cake was on the counter. They were figuring out what kind of frosting to put on it. And that's different, right? It's a new team. They've got a lot of young guys that are very, very talented, but 80 freshmen and sophomores. So you know, they're going to find out. They open up with Georgia Tech. Then they got Texas A&M, who's looking for some revenge there. And then they got to go up to Syracuse. So you're not talking about any cupcakes in the first 3 weeks when it comes to defending national champs.
I know you'll get to see that Aggie team yourself during week three when they take on Lamar. I've obviously gotten a chance to see them twice over the last couple of years. And this Aggies team, I know from your perspective, having seen it, of course, up close and personal and seen what they've had to at least put in, they got a guy in Kellen Mond who looked very, very good last year against Clemson, didn't necessarily look as good against South Carolina, but they have something going with Jimbo Fisher just because I think that he's finally able to put forth his system at Texas A&M.
Yep, I agree. The only problem I see with them is that they have, you know, arguably the most difficult schedule I've seen in a long, long time. They arguably can play – they could play four number one ranked teams in this country. They play Clemson in week two, Alabama, Georgia, LSU, and don't forget about Auburn at some point during that stretch. So they could be a better football team, and Kellen Mond could be much improved and better. They have an unbelievable opportunity to make some noise. If they are able to knock off some of those teams, they're going to be in the conversation come November. It's just a matter of if they're able to do that. Unfortunately, a lot of those games, too, are on the road, in particular Clemson, LSU, and Georgia.
I know when I saw you at the Cotton Bowl on the field there and also at the national championship, you got a chance to see Trevor Lawrence up close and personal for the first time. What stood out to you about him that makes him stand out amongst other freshmen you've seen command that position?
Yeah, he just looks unfazed, right? Real mature beyond his years. Looks unfazed when pressure's in his face, when they're bringing different looks. The touchdown he threw in the national championship over the linebacker to T. Higgins for the touchdown was just, you know, that's a once in a kind of generation type of player. And again, the same kind of thing I said about Dabo. I spent 2 days with him, and you know, there's times I walk onto campus, kids don't know who I am. You know, you mention who, you know, you get brought in to speak, and you just kind of this has been. But we're talking about we're talking about the greatest football player on the planet right now in Trevor Lawrence, and his humility and his personal, he's so personable. And we had great chats, talked about some of my, you know, best moments in the back in the day. He talked about the things that he's dealing with. He talked about the things that he wanted to improve on because, you know, the best in this business find something critical each offseason to work on. Tom Brady does it every single offseason, and I think Trevor has taken that into consideration because he's desperately trying to get better, and that's an awesome thing to see from a guy that's already pretty darn good.
I know if there was one guy on the Clemson defense that you would hate to practice against, it's a guy who had a 100-yard pick six during the scrimmage. That's Isaiah Simmons. He's somebody who continues to earn the plaudits from the Clemson coaching staff, including defensive coordinator Brent Venables. That guy, have you ever seen a guy that's as freakish as him when it comes to playing that not only slot nickel, but also kind of that linebacker hybrid position that we're seeing a lot more teams implement right now?
Yeah, he's pretty special, and he did it against Trevor in the number one offense, right? It wasn't like it was, you know, against one of the freshmen or anything like that. He did it in a red zone, goal line look against Trevor Lawrence in that offense, took it back to the house. He is he's pretty special. We saw it last year and then what he's been able to do in the offseason. The key to a team like Clemson is what are you able to do after you win a national championship and are willing to go back and work your tail off and be even better the next year. And that's what he gets out of those guys. There is a culture there that is just absolutely different. And Isaiah Simmons is leading the charge there defensively. Brent Venables can't say enough good things about him. And Brent's always looking to try to motivate guys in different ways, but he speaks unbelievably high of Isaiah Simmons.
How does this team avoid complacency, Ryan? Because I know that this is a different role for them, having to play the hunted versus the hunter. And, you know, when they won a championship 2 years ago, they had really no expectations with Kelly Bryant as their starter. Now they have an opportunity to possibly repeat. That's a different feeling for this team.
It is. And Dabo's working his magic there. You know, he used it. You know, the analogy, again, that he used the other day around the cake metaphor, you know, it was like, you know, we're using this first scrimmage to evaluate where we're at. You know, we're baking that cake. Now we got to find out whether we got to stick it back in the oven and really turn up the heat or if we got to back off a little bit. And I think he kind of saw some things that need some improvement, and you're going to see some heat being turned up here the next couple weeks, and I think he knows how to motivate. But he also got a good taste of it this last couple weeks, you know, where he made some comments around the Kelly Bryant ring situation, and, you know, a lot of people covered it. Everybody was talking about it, right? I mean, everything that comes out of his mouth and out of the mouth of those players, regardless of what the substance is or the content, it's going to be talked about, because you're right. They are the hunted, and that's going to be a new feeling. They're going to find out early. They're going to be tested early. Got a tough schedule to open up in those first three games.
Ryan Leaf joining us, ESPN college football analyst. I know that you've been very, very close to the Helinski family. Of course, Ryan now at South Carolina. He was there as an early enrollee in the spring and now going through his first fall camp, battling for the backup quarterback spot with the carry-on Joyner. What is it about Ryan that I think not only caused him to pick South Carolina, but what makes you think that he will have ultimately the kind of success people are projecting for him there?
Well, I mean, I asked him the same question. I asked him, you know, why South Carolina? And he just flat out told me, you know, I want to play. He wanted to play in the SEC. And he found a family of sorts there at South Carolina. And with the tragedy that ensued with his brother and the family moving that way too, it seems like it's become a perfect fit for that family, for the healing to begin and for the awareness to be brought about. And South Carolina has absorbed that, right? They've embraced it, and they understand what they're getting into, and they want to spearhead that. And Ryan's done a tremendous job of working his tail off to put himself in this position. You know, I hope Bentley gets a good opportunity to be the guy all year, because I think he can do a heck of a job, and Ryan can redshirt and learn a little bit more before he's put into this conference. And I think you got a great one for the foreseeable future there. Really proud of him. Really, really glad to have gotten to know him and his family over the last year and a half.
What has he told you about Bentley, or what are your impressions independently of him? Because I know you've seen a little bit of him, but probably not as much as Trevor.
Well, I mean, a lot of the, you know, my audition game for ESPN was the Clemson South Carolina game from last year.
So you got to see one of his best games.
Yeah. Saw an unbelievable game by Jake Bentley and what he's capable of. Now, of course, you lose, you know, Debo Samuel, who was a big part of that. You know, Feaster comes over from Clemson. You know, that adds something to the mix with what they're going to do offensively. Bentley's the guy. I don't foresee anything happening unless an injury or just a futile year where they feel like they want to move somewhere forward. But if they could redshirt Ryan and allow Bentley to play the way he's capable of playing this year, I think that would be the best-case scenario.
Of course, we're talking with Ryan Leaf, ESPN college football analyst. You'll be calling games with Clay Matvick this upcoming season. I know that it's something that you've wanted to do. You did a little bit of it last year with the Pac-12 networks. I'm sure you're not only happy about the opportunity, but getting to work with a guy like Clay. He's a pro, man. You're going to have a lot of fun this fall.
Yeah, you know, little story to your listeners out there. People probably don't know this, but the first radio gig I got, and you paid homage to it in your introduction there, first radio gig I got was with you on SB Nation on Saturday afternoons, I think three college football seasons ago.
It was.
Where I kind of just cut my teeth in this business, and you kind of taught me how to go about things. And yeah, to think that I have this opportunity, it's just a ton of gratitude in the Leaf household right now. The gratitude in which I'm not going to take anything like this for granted, and it's going to be so much fun. I mean, my first two stops are in Knoxville at Tennessee and then Kyle Field at Texas A&M, where there are 100,000-seat stadiums. I'm going to get to see really the environment. ESPN's really kind of taking me outside my comfort zone a little bit to look at the national narrative when it comes to college football, and I'm really, really, really excited.
I know a lot of the work that you and I did was focused on your recovery, and anytime I have you on, I just want you to at least, for those who might need words of inspiration if they're struggling with something, whether it's substance abuse, whether it's depression, whether it's anything that is a demon in their life, what would you say to somebody who is going through something like what you went through in your time at your darkest days?
Well, I think that the best thing is that there is hope. You know, there's a solution if you are willing to surrender and accept help. And you know, I have the ability to help you get that help if you need it. You can reach out to me at Ryan D. Leaf on Twitter. My direct messages are open for you on that, or you can reach out to me personally at our website, transcendrc.com, and we'll try to help you the best we can. Sometimes it's just about, you know, telling another human being that you're simply struggling is a very freeing thing and allows you to kind of move forward for that help. And if you would have told me, you know, 5 years ago today, because literally 5 years ago today I was in a prison cell, that I would be living the life that I am now, I would have told you you were nuts. But it was all about a shift in perspective, asking for help, accepting it, and then surrendering to all that help that's allowed me to make the best choices that have given me this life. So just know that there is hope. It's never as bad as you think, and I'm a perfect example of it never being over if you continue to get back up.
You become one of my favorite people, honestly. Always appreciate talking to you. I loved seeing you this weekend. I wish we could have had more time. I might have to try and get to one of the games. If you might have to get the folks at the Four Letter to send you to a South Carolina or a Clemson game, because we need you in here. I love seeing you. All and right. My best to Anna and MacGyver, man. Appreciate it.
All right, pal. Thank you so much.
As Ryan Leaf joining us here on ESPN Upstate. Yes, his firstborn son is actually named MacGyver, if you can believe it.
I like this guy even more now.
See?
I love it.
He's such a good dude. ESPN Upstate is how you get in touch with us on Twitter, at ESPN Upstate, at Willie P. Styles. 844-GSP-ESPN is the phone number, and the text line 71307. Start your message with ESPN, and we will get you as a part of the program. Coming up, we will talk about the Gamecocks and Clemson freshmen that will have the biggest impact. Talked a little bit about it yesterday. Want to zero in on what our Gamecock and Clemson insiders had to say about those two schools when it comes to the neophytes on the field. Willie P. in for Sturge. It's ESPN Upstate.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
A texter at 71307 says, if you want to impersonate Mark Ryan, just repeatedly remind everybody that you're from Florida. Did you know that he was from Florida?
Had no idea.
Florida? No.
You mean that team that lost to Georgia Southern?
Oh. The team that's got Felipe Franks as their dog crap quarterback? That's right. There's also a lot of reaction to your comments from yesterday. We were talking yesterday about the XFL and just that being a potential viable option as a college football alternative. You can tweet us at ESPN Upstate. Your tweet yesterday said, college football should be terrified of the XFL. If players have an American-based alternative to skip college, make money, and move on to the NFL, college football, as we know it, is in trouble. Benton tweeted, said, this tweet is filled with clickbait assumptions. Example, the NFL will choose to pull from the XFL. Why would they? Better coaching in college. You don't know that. High school players will gamble on potential NFL spots on injury without education to fall back on, and then the XFL will survive.
You think these guys care about their education? No, they care about the money.
Care about the league. Blake says no way a player like Trevor would join a trash league like the XFL. Players like him want to have the college experience and win college championships. XFL is garbage and won't last.
That's an assumption.
You
assume. This guy makes the assumption that players want the college experience. Not all players want the – if all players wanted the college experience, they'd all stay 4 years.
Problem is there's no alternative right now when it comes
right.
to the
and
colleges.
And I'm talking about the potential for what the XFL could be if it remains viable and the money builds and builds and builds. If it remains viable, the money – what are they starting out at? $250,000 a year, $300,000 a year?
It's more than they're getting here.
Yeah, it's more than they're getting in college right now. And you're telling me that an 18-year-old kid whose family is struggling financially will choose to go anywhere, like Clemson
I'd rather play for free.
Yeah.
I'd rather play for free.
He's going to go play for free when his family is struggling instead of going to the XFL where he can make $300,000 now.
You know what they say, that there's something in them hills when you're talking about Clemson?
Mm-hmm.
Can you deposit that into a bank account?
No, it's like your boss telling you that this is great exposure. Uh-huh. What you're doing now is great exposure. Well, guess what? I can't pay Duke Energy with exposure bucks. I need the money. And that's what these guys want. They don't want the college football is exposure.
I have something I want to say right now that I can't say.
I didn't say I wanted to expose myself. I said I wanted the exposure.
No, it's more personal to me, but I'm not going to go there.
Okay.
I just
okay.
Yeah. It has. I don't want to say anything that's going to have me put my foot in my mouth.
This is good. You're going to tell good. Me. Are you going to tell me this off the air? Or are you going to leave me hanging?
It probably is more of an off-air discussion than an on-air discussion. It involves the tenuous nature of which I sit here in front of you, and I do not want to jeopardize that. So from that perspective, I will use discretion as the greater part of valor. But I will use the platform we have here on ESPN Upstate to tell you about the freshmen for South Carolina and Clemson. We are about halfway home. When it comes to practices, or a little bit more than halfway home when it comes to practices for South Carolina and Clemson in fall camp, had a chance to be exposed to a couple of different position groups that have guys that are developing probably a little bit quicker than others. From South Carolina's perspective, the guy that seems to be getting a lot of the praise from the head coaches and also from the ancillary staff is Jamie Robinson, somebody who is obviously repping at nickel, repping a lot at safety. He kind of reminds me about the ascent that Jamias Williams made for the Gamecocks 2 years ago before, of course, succumbing to injury. Colin Taylor on the program yesterday had this to say about freshman Jamie Robinson.
Oh, he's thick, and he is thick with two C's at this point. I mean, he is strong, physical. They like what he can do, and he's a guy that can not only cover, but at that nickel spot, they ask you to come in and play the run a little bit and blitz sometimes too, so he can do that as well, which makes him a pretty versatile player, and he's playing safety too, so he's obviously smart, can obviously handle a lot of different things on his plate.
And something that Jam told the assembled media today is that playing that safety position in the Gamecock offense is something that is almost kind of like being a second quarterback on the defense, second quarterback, of course, being to the middle linebacker, because you have to know everybody's job as the safety. So from that perspective, he is very much a big part of what they're doing right now on the defensive side of the football. Another guy to watch out for from South Carolina's defense is the guy they call Hot Rod, Rodriguez Fitton. He is getting a lot of work at one of the linebacker spots and could be somebody that spells a guy like Danny Fennell on the strong side there. He is a big, big part of what they're doing defensively. As far as offensively for South Carolina, when it comes to a guy who can really impact them on the offensive side of the football, look for Xavier Leggett. He is somebody who has gotten a lot of praise and also might be passing by a guy like a Josh Van, who really showed out last year as a freshman. Van not necessarily being talked about nearly as much, but Leggett is certainly getting a lot of praise from South Carolina. Of course, there's probably a consensus when it comes to the guys who on Clemson's staff, when it comes to the freshmen, who will be impact guys right away. The one guy that Dabo Swinney said is not redshirting this year is Joseph Ngata, the big, talented wide receiver for Clemson. Here's Matt Connolly on Ngata and what he has brought to the table in his first season.
Now, like, definitely from a mental point, he's further along. He's working at both outside receiver positions right now. He's really knows the offense well, knows what he's supposed to be doing. It sounds like, you know, last year, and we saw it last year, Ross at Texas A&M, he played one play. Jeff Scott said that's something he sees him about with Justin, is just the fact that they didn't feel comfortable last year putting him in. You know, his talent was there. That wasn't the issue. Catching the ball wasn't the issue. You know, playmaker ability, any of that wasn't the issue. But he didn't know the offense well enough last year to go into a game like Texas A&M and be in the fourth quarter and be able to go out there and play every play or even play a lot of snaps. I mean, if you make one mistake in that offense, that, as Jeff has said, you know, that's a pick six. You're going the other way, and all of a sudden you're losing the game, or it can be a game changer in a hurry. So they had to make sure that he really had the offense down. For Justin last year, he really didn't do that until the latter part of the year. Once he got the offense down, you saw what he's capable of. I mean, in the playoffs, and nearly 300 yards in two games, and going against two really good defenses in Notre Dame and Alabama. But earlier on in the year, it just took him a little bit of time to kind of learn everything and learn exactly what he was supposed to be doing. And I think within Ngata, he's a little further along. A lot of that is he came in the spring. He was able to get a lot of reps this spring and really show what he was capable of. And so, he's a guy that definitely is ready to help Clemson this year, and I think in game one against Georgia Tech, he'll be a key factor, and he'll be a key factor throughout the year as well.
Sheridan Jones, a guy on the defense, too, to look for from Clemson. Again, that was Matt Connolly from Straight Up with Sturge yesterday when we were out at Frankie's New York Pizza. Thanks again to the folks there for fantastic hospitality. We had a lot of fun there with some za here on ESPN Upstate. Coming up, some nefarious activity on one of the lowest levels. Fair or foul when it comes to sign stealing in Little League, and another reason to hate the Ohio State University. Not that you needed one, because that's kind of how we feel about the folks in Ohio here in South Carolina. And our question at the top of the hour, 10 minutes from now, your thoughts on sports polygamy, acceptable or unacceptable? Vote in our poll at ESPN Upstate on Twitter, and also give us a call, 844-GSP-ESPN. If you are a sports polygamist, I'm going to ask you to defend yourself. And if you find it absolutely abhorrent, I want to hear your reasons why as well. Straight Up with Sturge continues on ESPN Upstate. ESPN Upstate, Straight Up with Sturge. Willie P and Diesel here with you, in for Sturge. So, Ohio State University, not that we needed another reason to hate them, wants to trademark the in the Ohio State. They filed an application with the United States Patent and Trademark Office in Washington, D.C. on August the 8th to trademark the word when used with the Ohio State University. The request is for use on clothing, particularly shirts and hats. Products shown as an example have the in large font alone on the apparel.
Would that prevent other universities whose players attempt to use the
I don't
in
know.
In their intros?
The Ohio State University, according to Yahoo Sports, has often been criticized for the use of the in the front of its school name. Previous trademarks with the patent office are mostly under the Ohio State University. Someone has brought up the U. How does the U feel about that when it comes to Miami? The application has issues out of the gate due to insufficient trademark use and will likely receive a refusal, though the university can resubmit. So, the infiltrating observation, obviously, from their perspective, is one that is at least being met with some dissension from the U.S. Patent Office. Again, We were talking about how pretentious the other day that the University of Virginia is. It's hard to find more pretentious college football fans than Ohio State fans. Would you say that's correct?
100%, especially if they buy Camaros in their early 50s.
Is that a shot to an Ohio State fan that you may not know?
It's a shot to the parking lot right outside.
Okay, I just wanted to make sure. 844-GSP-ESPN. Steven, do you have an Ohio State story you wish to share?
Yeah, so actually I've always thought it was kind of cool, like growing up when you'd watch Monday Night Football and the guys would say, you know, what their name is, where they're from.
Yeah.
They'd say the Ohio State University. Or I kind of liked, you know, when the guys from Miami would say the U. But what I'm hoping for is that when Brett Toth from Army gets signed later this week, when he's given his waiver to go in the individual rated reserve, I'm hoping that when he gets announced with the Eagles, he says the United States Military Academy.
Ah, there you go. That works. That works.
Well, wouldn't they really just be like a United States Military Academy? Because there's several military academies all over the U.S.
I think the U.S. Army Academy is what it would basically be, right? Wouldn't that be the thing? We already have a lot.
That was just a shot at Steven.
Oh, okay.
He's gone now.
Okay. Is he? I'm guessing he's an Army guy.
Yes, he is a cadet alum.
Well. I am a go Army beat Navy guy. So, is that?
So is he. So you're fine. You're on his good side.
Is that gonna be a problem between you and I?
No, it's not.
Okay, good.
I have no affiliations to Navy.
You've been in the Army Navy game?
Never been.
Fantastic bucket list atmosphere. Sports polygamy, acceptable or unacceptable? We tackle that next. 844-GSP-ESPN.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.